producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, man, I am in the wrong business. We're all stressed out about traveling. We're all stressed out about the cost of traveling. I mean, I got to tell you, I would love to get out of Dodge for Christmas. I would love to. You know, I mean, I can't because this is kind of a doctor's busy time. This is when your patients are pretty sick. One of the highest times of the year for heart attack, for pneumonia, you know, for asthma, for flu, just all across the board. High blood pressure, you know, diabetic comas, things like that. So this is our busy time, so I can't. It doesn't make sense for me to leave, you know. The lack of access of doctors during this time of year is pretty scary for a lot of people, so I stay put. But, you know, if I had to come up with a selfish reason for staying, I don't want to spend money. I don't want to spend the money to travel. The flights are more expensive. Ground transportation more expensive. You know, I love my family, but I want to have fun, you know, over the holidays, and I'm not ready for any more guilt trips, which, by the way, we got some advice on how to handle the mother-in-law. But I'm looking at this. Airlines collected over $1 billion in baggage fees in the third quarter of 2015. So that's not even Christmas time. You know, and your ski stuff and your heavy jackets, baggage fees, $1 billion. According to the Department's Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the figure is officially $1,019,000, which is $59 million more than was collected by the airlines about a year ago. Okay, we're not talking about $1 million. We are talking about $1 billion. If the airlines are making that much money, why aren't the prices of tickets going down? See, everybody's complaining, well, it's fuel costs. It's fuel costs. Yeah, but come on, really? You just made $1 billion on baggage fees. The figure is also a $57 million more than what passengers paid in the second quarter of 2015. I mean, here's the thing. The second quarter of 2015 is summer vacation. So you would think, you know, baggage fees would be up. But, you know, a lot of you guys that can fit into them. You got the little baby sundresses. You got the little bikinis. See, me, I wear muumuus out on the beach. So I still need extra suitcases. So airport groups have seized on the numbers to criticize airlines for opposing efforts to limit how much airports may charge passengers to help pay for facility improvements. Oh, this is the airports making the money. They say while the airlines have filled their stockings with more than $1 billion in quarterly bag fee revenues, they continue to play the Grinch when it comes to airport local self-help to build better facilities for the traveling public. See, I thought the airlines do help put money into, you know, the airport, but then the airport makes money by the vendors that are there. I mean, in Vegas, we got a lot of bars. We got a lot of slot machines in the Vegas airport. And then you have stores, you know, so I thought that's how the airport makes money. You know, now you can't bring your own drink, right? And a lot of food, you try to limit bringing through security. So you got to now buy a $4 or $5 bottle of water at the airport. All right. So the carrier's continued position of bah humbug, they said, when it comes to my bah humbug. Do people still say that? I see that on Facebook. I'll, you know, complain about something and they'll be like, bah, humbug. Come on. I'm not that cheap. When it comes to modernizing the local passenger facility charge program. Okay, passenger facility charge. They say airports have been pushing Congress to nearly double the maximum charge that is added to every plane ticket from $4.50 to $8.50. This is getting ridiculous. Airlines have resisted the proposal to increase facility fees, arguing that passengers are already charged enough fees by the federal government when they purchase plane tickets. That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know, okay, you are spending $525 sometimes on average to go back east or to go to Hawaii or to go to wherever you're going, okay? $525 for a ticket. I remember in the olden days, I could get a Southwest airline ticket to go to Florida back in the 90s for $225. It was expensive to me, but, you know, $225, everybody said, look, it's a good deal because, you know, airplane tickets are expensive. $525, I'm hearing now on average, possibly more. Some of you guys are paying more. I would really like to know where $50 of that goes, $100 goes, $200 goes. I would really like to know. So, you know, who was it? Was it Donald Trump that said, you know, our tax status is one of the highest? You know, we think that Canada is more, and, you know, but when you look at all the nickel and diming, I don't even want to say nickel and diming, $50 here, $100 here, yeah, I can believe it. I think we are being taxed up the yin yang. So, okay, so then I guess somebody, an airline group said, simply put, you have a choice about whether to check a bag. You do not have a choice about whether to land at an airport. Now, see, this is what's frustrating. Okay, what I've been doing to avoid airline fees is I've been wearing 5 pairs of underwear. I've been wearing 3 bras. Well, you know, so what I do is I wear as much clothes as possible on the plane. Now, keep in mind, I come from Las Vegas, Nevada, wherever I fly. So in the summer, when it's about 115 degrees, that's really difficult to wear your jacket and everything, you know. And I try to do everything on a carry-on. I got to the point. It was right after that. It wasn't September 11th because it was a few years later when somebody in Great Britain, you know, had that liquid bomb scare. And I had just gotten to the point because I was traveling with kids, had to get everything on carry-ons. I figured it all out. So my hairspray, my makeup, my perfume, I had it all figured out with my clothes, everything. And then all of a sudden they said no liquids. So now I have to carry a suitcase because of all the, you know, stuff I have to bring. By the way, it's cheaper to just do carry-ons and then buy your hairspray and buy everything in the next, you know, state that you go to. But, you know, who does that? So, I guess airlines have been raided on complaints and, who's had the, most complaints and who hasn't. They say whether it's airlines delivering the most baggage to people, whether it gets damaged or delayed or stolen. They say Southwest Airlines. Now, I thought Southwest Airlines, it has one of the best customer services out there. They said, according to Time Magazine, Southwest Airlines received 4.09, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, 4.09 mishandled baggage complaints for every 1,000 passengers. But Virgin American had the least amount of complaints. So Southwest, American, United, Alaskan, Delta, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Frontier, down to Virgin America. And those were the most satisfied when it came to baggage complaints. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll hit some medical news. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
All right, guys, we're back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I had to wet my whistle. All right, so you're going to see a lot of headlines today on how to avoid a mother-in-law war this Christmas. And apparently there is a psychologist, Dr. Terry Apter, that recommends respecting each other's boundaries, okay, as your first piece of advice. I'm going to give you my own advice, but I'll tell you what this says, and then I'll tell you what I say. Okay, so I guess going away for the holidays, you got father-in-laws, you got brother-in-laws, you got sister-in-laws, you got the cousin. There's always the uncle that grabs your butt. All this stuff seems to happen. All right, it happens. Okay, and it's ridiculous, but it is a very, very stressful time for a lot of us. My job as your radio doctor is to ease the way, right? And, you know, we talked about this with Thanksgiving. You know, the week of Thanksgiving, there was not one of my patients asking for Viagra, yet I don't know how many people asked me for a prescription for Xanax. Okay, there's something, you know, I mean, this is something nobody likes to talk about because, you know, you can't market the stress of the holidays. That's not marketable. What companies like to market, you know, are the songs, and I love the songs, I love the jingles. Like, one of my favorite commercials is those Hershey's Kisses where they're kind of lined up in the shape of a bell or a Hershey's Kiss, and then you have one that's an outlier that goes ding, 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 you know, at the end, you're like, that is so cute. All right, you know, that's what sells Christmas. Santa Claus sells Christmas, you know, the lights and the candy canes. Okay, that's what people want to see. But when you really look at the reality of what a lot of people, you know, are dealing with, it's the family getting together and the stress. We were just talking about baggage fees and airlines and people losing their baggage and, you know, that being a stressor. Yeah, that and of course, the cost. When you're taking off work, if you don't get paid to take off work, I mean, I don't get paid, you know, for every day I'm away from the office, that's less money coming in to pay everybody, and including myself. So, you know, one, you lose that time off work. But if it is a paid vacation, oh, hell yeah. If you're getting a paid vacation, you got to take advantage of it. All right? But it's expensive. You got to still buy flights. You got to, you know, you have to eat out a lot of times. So, although it's nice when mother-in-law cooks sometimes, especially if she's a good cook. Okay, but the problem that a lot of us have is you're not spending the holidays resting and relaxing, some of you. Depending on what your situation is, it's not your place. It's not your comfort. Even if you get to sneak away to your own hotel, it's still, you're out of your comfort zone. It's not your house. It's not your, you know. So a big thing that I notice that happens is people go on vacation and they come back. They got, you know, work and, you know, work is piled up because somebody else is on vacation. And, you know, they have hardly slept. They're jet lagged. And it might have been an exhausting trip. Now, mind you, I love the idea of a big family. I love the idea of family getting together. And sometimes the bigger the family, the better. Okay, that's one thing I noticed. I had no problem seeing my husband's family or the in-laws when it was everybody. Because there's always some real cool cats in the group. And then those are the ones you hang out with. Okay, and it works, but it's the one-on-one, and it's the you know, that's the hard part, you know, because you can always blend into a conversation, and you can make jokes, and you guys could tell, you know, and it could be a real, real fun time, but then there's always, you know, a couple people that just kind of, you know, change things, and I have that in my family, too, but it's not just a couple people, it's a lot of them. I love my family, but we just can't get together. It's not fun when we get together. All right, so you have a mother-in-law, okay? And mother-in-laws are tough. And we talked about the psychology of mother-in-laws, okay? Remember we were just talking about that Campbell story where, you know, the mother-in-law caught the bride kiss the camel. And the bride was like, oh, my gosh, we made so much money. I gave a super big kiss to my, you know, to the camel. And the mother-in-law is trying to use that as a reason for the daughter not to move back in with the husband and all that. Okay, what is going on with the mother-in-law psychology? Okay, you know, I'm a mom. And I got along with all my boyfriend's moms until it was time for me to marry. I loved my husband's mom. Still do. And may she rest in peace. But things turned sour as soon as we moved on to get married. It was great when I was dating him. Everything was great. And then all of a sudden, all right, well, there's some things that she expects. She's the mother. She's the nucleus of the family. Whereas me, coming from the type of family that I came from, I was very independent because my family had been so restrictive to me that I moved out and I did pay my own bills. And I just worked my way up. And I'm like, okay, I cannot wait to start my own family, start my nucleus. Okay, so now I got one side, my side of the family, you know, trying to reject the union I want to make with my husband. We have his side of the family trying to reject it, and it was miserable. And only now that I'm a mother, I understand why, okay? You know, they think you're making a mistake. How is my husband a mistake? You know, how was I a mistake? I could see why they thought I was a mistake for their boy. But my husband, oh, my gosh. I'm like, Mom, Dad, you've seen the guys I've dated. Are you kidding me? I mean, look at him. One, he has a pulse. You know, two, you know, he's interested in me. Oh, you'll find lots of men. No, I won't. I'm already 25. No man wants to marry me. Really, Dad, if you met me on the street, really, you talk too much. That's the problem. You talk too much. You never shut up. Yeah, you talk too much. I say you never shut up. That's why I play that bumper song. So, your mother-in-law, okay, is the mother of who you married. And that baby is their baby. And there's a lot of maternal instinct. There's a lot of animalistic instinct. And she doesn't get to be the big cheese anymore. You know, my boys, I am everything to them, or I was. And now they're starting to be teenagers, and I'm like, really, you don't want mommy around? I'm mommy. I mean, you know, we got trained. We're moms. These babies latched onto us like a parasite ever since they were in our womb. Okay, and then you get used to it. You get used to it real fast. Okay, you know, this boy is going to be always on my hip. I'm always going to be holding this baby's hand. He's my baby. Then all of a sudden, they start to not need you that much. And you're like, but I'm their mother. I still have a duty. And then a new woman comes in. And here she is, little Miss Prissy, okay, that is turning your boy's focus off mama to them. Now, I know I joke around a lot saying I can't wait for the kids to move out and get married and leave me alone. But, no, I'm going to be very, very threatened, okay, by whoever, you know, tries to take my baby away. Now, of course, you feel threatened, then you get over. You're like, all right, go marry him, you know, be fine, just make sure you call me once in a while. But other moms don't then play it that cool. And they really feel threatened. And they think that there's some diabolical scheming going on. Look, that girl loves your son. All right? Yeah, she's going to want your son. And she's going to be probably doing things to your son in bed that you don't want being done. And for a mama, that can drive them crazy. All right? And I know they have to get over it, and many do. But there's an approach that has to happen. Remember I told you that one of my listeners, the parents support the son. And so they are always over at the house. They are always, you know, interfering with, you know, child rearing of the grandbaby and all that. And I'm like, well, then look, you know, you need to set your boundaries. And that's exactly what has to happen. So we're asking the mother-in-laws to back off a little bit, okay? You know, because not only is it your Christmas, but it's their Christmas. Okay, they have every, you don't want to be grandma, you know, sitting in a corner of the room. Well, then you need to bend. Okay, it's not going to be your Christmas way. You did your type of Christmases in the 80s and the 90s. Okay, this is 2015, going into 2016. This is your child's time, and they're the new nucleus. You can interject, and I do suggest that at Christmas time, you bring back a little bit of every, you know, you incorporate every bit. That's what I would recommend. When you get the family together, everybody bring your favorite part of Christmas, and our Christmas is going to be a little bit of everybody. So if the mom is like, look, I always make these cookies, then fine, bring the cookies. You know, if Bob always likes to bring the bottle of scotch, go, look, we want this Christmas to be a little bit of everybody's. We don't want it to be dominated by just one. Usually the one that dominates it is the one that's cooking. Trust me, I know exactly what to do. The holidays, I'm going to be the one to have them all at the house. I'm going to, you know, that's the way you can kind of choreograph it. But listen, make sure everybody gets their piece, okay, to put into it. And then, you know, daughter-in-laws, don't freak out. Okay? If mother-in-law says something, you know, or guys out there, okay? And they say something that digs, and usually they're good, trust me. I mean, if you think you're good at, you know, making comments and, making jibes, I mean, imagine somebody who's 20 to 30 years your senior. Let it go. All right? Apathy is one of the best weapons. You crying, and I've done that. I would run out of the room crying. Then they win. But you, like, ain't no thing like, you know, but a chicken wing. You having that attitude is going to probably lessen the fights, lessen the wars, and lessen the jots. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license. license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a civil rights complaint going on in California right now. And what's happening is the Medi-Cal rates are so low that the reimbursement rates that I guess Latinos and many, I guess, individuals that qualify for Medi-Cal are having trouble getting access to care. According to this one article being reported by BizJournal.com, California violates the civil rights of more than 7 million Latinos on Medi-Cal because the state doesn't pay rates high enough to ensure access to care. The activists are alleging in a complaint that was filed this week. Now, the federal Medicaid program is designed to provide equal access to treatment. but California rates are so low that many providers decline to treat Medi-Cal patients. This is according to attorneys for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, National Health Law Program, and the Civil Rights Education and Enforcement Center. More than half, they say, of the 13 million people currently enrolled in the Medi-Cal system are Latino. So the problem, they say, disproportionately affects Latinos. According to lawyers, they say today, no other type of health insurance in California covers a population that is so heavily Latino. This violates civil rights laws. So the complaint is not a lawsuit yet, but it is requesting an investigation and an order to hike rates for primary and specialty care to a level that ensures Medi-Cal enrollees have access to the same care as people with Medicare or private insurance. The state has essentially created a two-tiered system in California, they say, quote, one for people with private insurance and another for 13 million Medi-Cal beneficiaries, of which more than 7 million are Latino, according to Dave Reagan, president of Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers West. The union represents 85,000 healthcare workers in the state whose stories about Medi-Cal access problems spurred the complaint. And I'm going to tell you what I think is going on. So the complaint is named California Health and Human Services Secretary Diana Dooley and her department, as well as Medi-Cal Director Jennifer Kent and the California Department of Health Care Services. And I guess the Oakland law firm of Feinberg, Jackson, Worthman, and Waskow are the ones that filed the complaint. Okay. Many of you have asked me, all right, how to find a doctor when you have Medicaid. And I guess Medi-Cal is the Medicaid program in California. And many of you guys, you just got on insurance. Obamacare had expanded. I've been getting these emails for years now. Just expanded Medicaid. So many more of you qualify. Now you have Medicaid. You finally have the insurance that Obama promised, and you can't get into the doctor. Nobody's taking Medicaid. What is going on? Okay, there's a few things from the doctor perspective that you need to know. Because I don't think throwing money at the doctors is going to help. Okay? Because remember, many of us went to medical school. And many of us went into medicine to help the underserved. And, you know, I mean, we do stuff for free all the time. So it's not so much a money thing. What I had noticed personally, and I have no problem discussing this because, you know, this is why we need to address the problem. And I need to be talking to our state legislatures about this. All right. What I had noticed personally is I have a patient and I know what's wrong with them. And I know what has to be done. And I want a CAT scan, I want this specialist, I want this, and I have care that I want to coordinate, and I know exactly what I want, I know exactly the medicine I want them to be on. No, Medicaid doesn't cover, no, I can't. All right, well then I'll do what I can. All right, so there was one woman, she had a lesion, and it was, I don't know what type of cancer, we're talking years ago. It's like, you know what, I'm just going to cut out myself, I'm not going to mess with it, I'm just going to do it, okay? And then there was some follow-up, and she had a lot of issues with it because it was a really, really bad lesion. And I do it myself. Fine. I remember making patients wait. I remember patients walking out. But I'm like, look, if I have to spend an hour and a half, I got to do this. I got to get it done. Okay? And, yeah, it helps to get reimbursed by Medicaid. Reimbursed pay me absolutely zero for multiple visits with me, you know, putting the time and the effort. Now, I get paid zero many, many times from insurance companies, so that's nothing new. But after a while, how many times can you do that? How many times? Okay, when your other patients are walking out. Now, still, my overhead was low enough. My malpractice insurance was low. You know, things didn't get bad. All of a sudden, things started to get bad. Malpractice rates were high. Reimbursement started to drop, and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, I better kind of think like a business here, okay? I need to see X amount of patients, and I'm not getting paid, and I can't send them to the doctors I want. And after that one story with the HMO patient where I wanted to send them to a surgeon, they couldn't see that person because it wasn't on the HMO, so he picked one randomly on his, because I didn't know who the doctors were on the HMO. I never heard of him. He picked a doctor randomly. He went there. There was a problem, and he wanted to sue everybody. And Dahlia, you referred me to him. I go, no, you wanted him. I mean, the doctor I wanted to send you to, your insurance didn't cover. Okay, you can't sit here and blame me that I sent you to a source. And again, he didn't sue me because, I mean, obviously he knew I didn't, you know, you can't blame me. But I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm supposed to be the doctor. There are certain people I know who are really good at melanomas in town or at multiple sclerosis or at seizure disorders. And I can't refer you there. So what ends up happening is you start getting these clusters where doctors are like, look, I know you're not coming to work drunk. I know you're not violating patients. I know you're not knocking anybody up. I know you're not doing Medicare fraud. But that's the other thing, too. Okay? Somebody gets in trouble for something with the government insurance. And, you know, you're like, okay, look, I know who to send. I know I'm comfortable with the care. My patient's going to get the best outcome. And that's what eventually happened. And then you end up getting so busy, and there's so many insurance companies that you just, you after a while, you go, look, okay, I'll see X, 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 Y. And a lot of them are, by the way, Medicaid pays better than a lot of the insurances I take. But it was, you know, if I can't send you to who I want to send you to, that's a problem, especially when somebody's going to want to sue when things go sour. All right, and I think the lawsuits drove a lot of doctors to not take Medicaid. Now, another thing I'm hearing is, you know, the average patient that many of these people are seeing in California are coming in a train wreck. Now, as a doctor, when I was in an ER, I mean, I love the train wrecks, okay? Let me fix you up. I cannot wait. Love being Monday morning quarterback. Let me fix you up. But from a liability perspective, that's difficult. So you have doctors now that are already overwhelmed. They're already seeing, they are overmaxed with the amount of patients they're seeing that day. And then are they getting a patient where it's like, look, you know, I just need my Prozac refilled. I just have a cough and cold. That's all I need today. Or are they getting somebody that's like, look, you know, nobody wants to prescribe me my seizure medicine, my diabetic medication, my heart medication. I don't really believe in doctors, so I don't want to go to the heart doctor. I know my cholesterol's high, but don't make me come back and do blood work to check the liver, even though you're giving me a statin. And so some of them are unfortunately getting patients, which, by the way, is any insurance. But you see a disproportionate amount of some of those patients now that finally got on government insurance, and I don't blame them. You haven't had access. You haven't had insurance for years. You finally get on Medicaid. Thank God. Of course you don't have all your ducks in a row. Nobody was taking care of you. And a lot of doctors are like, I don't have the time. You know, so, and again, I'm not saying that's a good attitude. But, it, you know, California saying, look, we'll pay doctors another $10 a patient. That's not going to cut it. Okay? We need to solve this problem of right-of-ways. Number one is, don't let anybody be a diabetic or a cholesterol patient or a seizure patient not in control, not maintained, okay? You know, doctors now need a little bit, you know, need some of the weight taken off their shoulders. So we need to have these free clinics around. I would rather spend millions of dollars on having free clinics than the millions of dollars going to promote Obamacare. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. I want to read to you this email. I know I've been getting tons of emails, but this one stood out. This happened about 2 months ago, and I think it's important for us to talk about because this not only relates to Latinos, it relates to everybody. And I'm hearing this from a lot of you. Marco writes, "My wife doesn't speak English, and her doctor discharged her. When I asked the nurse why she said it wasn't, she said it wasn't the race issue. I think the doctor thought she was too much work. She's on 10 medications. How do I find a doctor who's not lazy? I'm starting to see a trend with some of the emails I'm getting where the coughs and colds are coming in nice and easy. But somebody comes in, like I told you, with tons of issues. And the doctor's like, I can't do it. Not here. There was a time when doctors had to compete for your business. Customer's always right. We doctors had to, you know, fight to get you to come to us. There were ads out there, and I don't know. I mean, you know, you would, and it's the opposite. You have to almost market yourself for the doctor to deign to see you. Now, I'm not saying this to rip on doctors. I understand what's going on both sides, okay? The doctors are overwhelmed, okay? I heard one clinic says, you know, they see 60, you know, patients a day. I used to see 60 patients a day in the urgent care, and I was proud of it. But again, it was urgent care, so they were quick, they were fast, and I was like, look, go to your regular doctor for this. This is an urgent care. I got to deal with the chest pain, this. And I remember dealing with, I think, 65 one day, okay, in a 12-hour period. It was 12 hours, though. 12-hour shift, 65, okay? So, it, you know, I can see how this may happen. You have a family member that comes in, doesn't speak a lick of English. She has a whole bunch of medical issues. And here's the medical provider with all rooms full, standing room only, waiting room. And he has to stop and deal with the issues. Now, that's what we doctors took the Hippocratic Oath to do. But in practicality, all right, and from a commercial capitalistic marketing standpoint, many doctors have started to glean and not the good paying patients. Okay, remember they were talking about how, you know, in California, a lot of the doctors are only taking private insurance. Okay, yes, there are probably some monetary advantages to taking certain private insurances over, like I said, Medicaid pays damn good where I live, even better than a lot of private insurances. So that's not really as much of an issue out here. But what I don't, it wouldn't surprise me if doctors are picking the compliant, easier patients. Now, I speak Spanish, so I'm fine with a person coming in not speaking a lick of English. I'm fine with that, okay? I mean, that I can handle. But imagine you're in a hurry, and you can't understand what that person's saying, and then you need to track down a nurse, and you have staff that call out all the time. You have staff on their sick leave or taking vacation or whatever, and you only have maybe one or two bilingual staff, and they're busy working on another patient, and then you have to wait and you can't communicate with that patient. All right, I wonder if some doctors and medical providers out there are like, you know, look, I would probably recommend you go, you know, to a clinic where the doctor speaks Spanish. Now, one of you had asked if that's a better choice for somebody that doesn't speak English. I think just in general, anybody that understands your culture, whether they speak your language or not, you want somebody that understands your culture. One thing I was very frustrated about when I was in training is my colleagues would be, you know, kind of criticizing the Hispanic women in labor, going, gosh, they yell and scream and they're scaring everybody else in the maternity ward. Close the door. They don't have to yell that loud. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. In their culture, they don't want to get an epidural. And them going, I, and yelling like they are with childbirth is exactly how they cope. All the power to them. Support that. Okay, it's a cultural thing. You need people that understand the culture. I mean, a lot of doctors will accuse Hispanic, Latina patients for being non-compliant. Okay, now, maybe in the definition of the word, them not taking their medicine regularly or making follow-ups would be considered non-compliant. Okay, you know, we just looked at definition. But let's understand the culture. Many of my Mexican patients from Mexico, you take the medicine once, and they'll tell me. They'll go, no, I took the medicine, and I'm done. So am I cured? If nobody's sitting there explaining that, you know, and again, understanding, you know, the cultural differences that this is a medicine they're going to be taking for the rest of their life, how can you accuse them of being non-compliant? Okay? They thought you take the medicine once. This idea of going for refills multiple times. Not a lot of people of certain provinces and certain cities there, you know, do that. So, I do not want to have a discussion on how to make yourself more marketable to a doctor, because that shouldn't be what's happening, but it's what you guys are asking me for. So let me just give you guys some advice. Not that I'm saying this is the way it should be. I think our system is really messed up, but because of all the constraints that doctors have, you know, there are some things you could do to make sure you get, you know, your appointment and you get to stay, you know, within that doctor's practice. Okay? So one thing I really urge you to do is, if you are speaking, you know, seeing somebody that is not bilingual, please bring somebody that speaks their language. Okay? So, like, you know, Marco, I mean, obviously you speak English, your wife doesn't, you going to the doctor's office will help, because then you can interpret. You can tell them what's going on, tell the patient what's going on, and because, again, doctors want to make sure that they understand that they can, you know, that they are communicating what the medical problem is, etc. Number two is, make sure you understand your discharge instructions. Don't let them kick you out of the office. Sit down with the nurse and go, look, when am I supposed to come back? I don't want him to think I'm not following the rules. Okay? Does he want me back in 4 weeks, and should I make that appointment now? Does he want me to continue the medication? Make sure you understand what he wants you to do. If you disagree and you don't like his choice, you can. You don't have to see him. You know, don't feel like you have to take a medicine that you don't believe in and you don't want to. All right? But understand that, you know, it may be a doctor that doesn't really want your interjection. Okay? Understand that. But, you know, if you're like, no, I do want to take diabetes medicine. I do not like the fact that my sugars are 250. I don't like the fact that my dad had a heart attack and my mom has a diabetic ulcer. I want to take my medications. You make sure with that nurse that you are doing it to a T and you're doing it correctly. And then when you come back in, make sure you have all your medicines. I can't tell you how many new patients come and go, I need my medicines. Any, doesn't matter any race. They come in, I need more medicines. I go, well, what are they? I don't remember the name. What dosage? I don't remember. What are you taking for? My diabetes. I'm like, get on the phone with your pharmacy. Let's figure this out. You know, that's very frustrating for me as a doctor. If you want your doctor to do something, you got to bring it in. You know, yeah, we're pretty smart people, but we're not that smart. We can't read your mind. We can't think about what's in your medicine closet. Okay? And then, I don't really tell you to be on time, because doctors are not on time or anything like that. But understand that the doctors have certain time constraints. I had a patient yesterday. She asked to be triple booked. Should we squeeze her in? I dealt with her cold. Okay? And she knew that, you know, we did her a favor getting her in. And then all of a sudden she laid all this extra stuff that she wanted done. I need paperwork filled out. I need this. I need this. I need this. And I told her, no. Make an appointment. We got you one as a walk-in. Make an appointment for that kind of stuff. All right? And if she did that again, I don't know. Maybe I would discharge her. Because, again, she's putting my other patients at risk. So, I mean, I don't mind taking walk-ins. I'll take walk-ins all the time. But don't interfere with the other patient's care. So it's, hopefully that helps. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.